This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's talk in high places about the Fed ratcheting back on policies it hoped would add pep to the wheels of commerce. Economist David Weiss is at Brown University these days. Good morning, David. Great to catch up.
Good morning.
Help me with the logic here. John Williams, not the classical composer, but the president of the Federal Reserve in San Francisco, says the Fed could ease off on its long-running stimulus sometime this summer. Does that make you feel more optimistic about the economy?
Well, it makes me feel that the Fed feels more optimistic, and I guess that's a good sign. They've been talking about this idea of just gradually tapering off, sort of like drug addicts, rather than going cold turkey. And I think it makes a lot of sense to start it maybe a little earlier, do it more gradually, and, you know, if necessary, reverse it.
You're also seeing some signs of life in, of all places, Europe?
Well, not many signs of life for the economy. We just got the GDP data from Europe earlier this week, which showed recession continuing. But people are feeling, I think, a little more upbeat about Greece in particular, that things may be settling down there. Ireland is doing a little bit better than a lot of us expected it to do. And maybe the worst is over.
We had a slight uptick in car sales across the European continent reported today. There's something.
Yeah, well, there's something. I'm not quite sure what caused that. Part of it, I think, may be weather-related, that we've had, unlike here, we've had a rather good spring over there.
They're also talking about Easter falling at a certain place in the calendar, and that might have helped these figures.
Yeah, except people buy Easter bung. It's not Easter cars. I'm not sure cars sales really tie to Easter that much.
We'll watch Europe quite closely. David Weiss at Brown University, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. Wall Street's up and trading now, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 24 points, 0.2%. The S&P 500 right now is at 1654, just a couple of points shy of its all-time high. That's a rise of 0.4%. The NASDAQ is up 0.4% as well.